We're joined now by Natalia Antaleva, who's a BBC Beirut correspondent, to talk about what appears to be a second front opening in the crisis between Israel and the Palestinians. Rockets fired from the north, from Lebanese territory into northern Israel. Natalia, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. Well, there is still not very much clarity about who is behind these attacks. The Lebanese government has condemned the attacks. They have also said that Israel has retaliated. They happened early in the morning. About four rockets were launched from southern Lebanon into northern Israel, and Israel responded with the artillery fire. Now, Israel has called this an isolated incident, but at the same time, Israel is saying that it's ready for the second front, and the militant Shia group Hezbollah here in Lebanon has been saying that it's ready to fight Israel again. If you remember, there was a devastating war that was fought between Hezbollah and Israel back in 2006. However, Hezbollah has not claimed responsibility for this attack, and we still have very little clues about who might be behind it.
Well, it's interesting, and Natalia Antaleva, a BBC correspondent in Beirut. Let's talk a little bit about Hezbollah's lack of response. I mean, as you point out, the 2006 war was sparked by Hezbollah rockets, and then an entire war explicitly between Hezbollah fighters and Israel. The fact that Hezbollah is not jumping to take credit for this or has not opened a second front officially is a sign that there's a lot of nervous energy there in Beirut about an actual response to what's going on in Gaza, and that's mirrored even in the West Bank, where Palestinians, Fatah, they've not opened a front in the occupied territories in places like Nablus. What's going on there among Arab leaders and analysts in Beirut?
Well, first of all, probably it's worth remembering how the 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah began. It was actually to relieve Israeli pressure on Gaza back in 2006 during the last big offensive, last big Israeli operation in Gaza.
That's right.
It was to release that pressure that Hezbollah staged a border incident that triggered that war in southern Lebanon. Now, what makes people skeptical about whether or not it was Hezbollah is the fact that Hezbollah normally takes responsibility for the attacks that it launches. In this case, it hasn't. So the analysts that know the organization, the party, well, are saying that it's unlikely to be Hezbollah because Hezbollah normally fights up front. It advertises its rockets. It parades with its military actions.
So that suggests there's a considerable amount of restraint being expressed by Hezbollah, which, let's not forget, won that war essentially against Israel.
Absolutely, and Hezbollah is a very serious military organization with a lot of discipline and a very very clear and an extremely effective structure. Now, as one analyst I've just been talking to was saying, it's not really in Hezbollah's interest to fight another war with Israel because all it could lead to is another ceasefire, another basically square one, what we have here right now. Now, on the other hand, we're talking about the situation when Israel, on one hand, is saying that it's ready to fight on the second front, and Hezbollah, that has been condemning the offensive in Gaza, has been saying that its fighters are on standby in southern Lebanon, ready to fight Israel if they need to. Just yesterday, I was at the huge rally in the southern suburbs of Beirut, which is the stronghold of Hezbollah. And the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, spoke via video link to its supporters. Now, tens and tens of thousands of people came to that rally. They were celebrating a Shia Muslim holiday, Ashura, but they were also showing their support for the Palestinians. And in that speech, Hassan Nasrallah really stepped up his anti-Israeli rhetoric. And many young people that I talked to afterwards said that, yes, we are willing to take up arms again. We're itching to fight Israel. So all of this and this armed incident in the morning took place against that background, against the background of simmering and growing tensions.
Natalia Antileva, do you think that part of the reason that it hasn't moved into a wider war is that Israel and Hezbollah are explicitly in touch on some sort of back channel? Okay, the rhetoric on the surface is bellicose, but there's got to be some sort of contact.
No, there is no contact between Hezbollah and Israel, as well, as far as I know, as far as anyone knows. Hezbollah doesn't recognize the existence of the Israeli state. It doesn't recognize the Israeli state. Israel is Hezbollah's biggest enemy. Hassan Nasrallah is one of Israel's biggest enemies. The fact that he spoke to the crowds via video link yesterday is because he is one of the most wanted men by Israel. They do not talk to each other, and if they do, it's normally throwing rockets.
Well, a tense situation and a possible northern front, but so far not really clear. Natalia Antileva, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Natalia Antileva is a BBC Beirut correspondent joining us from Beirut, the studio there.